sun is coming up, in fact, for you, depending on where you are in the world listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day Friday program. Rich McFadden happens to be in the main studio in Washington, sort of fiddling around with the controls. That's cool. He loves technology.
What's this one do?
Big into technology. Jennifer Horn. Hopefully it puts Jennifer on the air. That'll be a good thing.
I got her.
So here's Lance Armstrong, who for years has been, I guess you'd use the word fight. He has been, and the people who have said he was a doper have been his antagonist. Could we use that word? Perhaps that would be the appropriate word, right? Okay, so the announcement that he's ended his fight against these charges, I don't quite understand. He's, what, how many times did he win the Tour de France? Like seven times or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Olympic bronze medal and world championships.
Okay.
All gone.
So what is the anti-doping agency? The U.S. anti, is that an official government?
It's the ADA.
Yeah.
The anti-doping agency. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
I'm not sure whether that's a government entity or not.
They say they're going to strip him of all of his titles.
Yes.
All right. So what does that do for him? Does he make money? How does he make money?
They're saying that anything that he's won since 1998, including cash or including commissions, gone.
Commissions for what?
For your prize money.
So he has to pay the prize money back.
They're going to make him pay the prize money back.
That's rough.
If I were him, I'd take the Roger Clemens route without spending all the money.
And say, prove it.
And say, you haven't proved anything. You have a guy who you stripped, who admitted to doping, saying, I did it. You have an email from him.
Right.
And then you have a couple other people that said, I did it, but I took tests every single time, and I never, ever showed a positive test for doping. Prove it. But now he's got to pay millions and millions and millions of dollars in lawyers to do it.
Uh-huh.
And so, I look at this Roger Clemens thing, how he spent how much money to fight the United States government over whether he doped in baseball or not. And they lost miserably.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed them
up. But he still lost a lot of money.
He lost a lot of money.
Right.
But he saved his name and he showed them, forget you.
Here's what I'm trying to figure. In terms of what he has done on the plus side, he's raised a lot of money for his foundation.
Mm-hmm.
He's helped a lot of people. Heather Bachman is here with us as well as Richie and Jennifer. So what do you know about this? Why is this of interest to you?
Speaking of his foundation, this also, you know, this really diminishes his legacy. It can rob him of his legacy, but also it could affect the donors. People could pull out sponsor or donation.
Well, they may say they don't want to because
from his foundation.
Uh-huh. So this is more. We have had, if you weren't around with us before, the theme of the day today is freedom and what it means to be free.
It's Freedom Friday.
It is. It's Fun Freedom Friday on Good Day. So maybe this is a discussion to continue here, Jennifer, in terms of how we all know anybody who hasn't lived under a rock for the past 30 or 40 years knows that in reality our government is completely out of control. And there are very few people who would disagree with that. There are so many incursions into what's right, what's justifiable, what is the whole business of freedom, freedom to say what you want, freedom to live
FYI,
as you want.
Just an FYI, I'm looking at the USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. They are a non-profit, non-government agency, but they are recognized by Congress as the official anti-doping organization for the Olympics.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what?
Yeah, exactly. I just hate government accusations when
the government,
they can't prove
here it is again.
When they can't prove it.
It's more, we all seem to agree. We were talking about this fellow, Brandon Robb, who last weekend in a Facebook posting, and we are actually sort of retransmitting or retweeting or whatever we redo, Jennifer, on our own social media sites. Here's a guy who thinks we ought to have a revolution. And he posts that. And attaches information as to why he thinks that it's of value to look at our situation.
But I don't know whether he thinks that we need a revolution. He just simply posted, there's going to be a revolution.
Uh-huh.
That was it. Mm-hmm. And then he posted a video.
There is going to be a revolution?
I think there is a revolution already.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I think in November you're going to see
another
one.
Yeah. The media doesn't cover it. That's the thing. Because
the news media does not in the news media's best interest because then they lose all their current sources that bring them the ability to come up with stories that are nonsense.
Think about how engaged and how involved people are right now and how everything is affecting their daily life, especially when it comes to the government. I don't remember ever seeing this many people engaged. And I don't know.
But
I live inside the Beltway.
Yeah.
Maybe
they don't know how it works. And because they aren't being taught how it works. They're not being taught any respect for what's there. But they sense that we have these rights from good conversations that happen maybe on programs like this. And then they extend to other forms of communication, like the social media. And so people start to think, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty wrong with it.
A lot of my friends, and maybe it just seems like this to me now, but a lot of my friends seem like they're more in the middle. I mean, even my mom, in the middle of the political spectrum,
America's in the middle.
That's it. The media really pushes us to be right or left.
Right.
They want to have that good versus evil mentality set up.
It's because they want to control what you think.
Right.
They think you're stupid. You have to have them teach you how to think.
Well, it makes it seem like we are so divided as a country. That's a message you get constantly in the media. But yet,
the political reality is, Jennifer, the back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans.
We're so divided. But this year I've noticed that the people that I talk to, my friends, colleagues at work, who were all on different sides, different tickets and things, everybody seems to be able to agree somewhere in the middle. I mean, it's so more than it ever has been.
Yeah.
Ever,
it's common
that
sense.
I can remember.
But yet you don't hear that, you don't sense it, you don't feel it, you don't get it, because as you have just correctly pointed out, the news media wants to polarize people and therefore in some way stir things up so that more people will pay attention to whatever it is, whatever garbage they're spewing. And then you have the people's ability to express themselves using the social media. There are these debates that go on all the time about the relevancy of radio. Here's what I see to be our relevance. You take, this becomes sort of a melting pot of ideas. There are ideas that come from the so-called news media. I call this news media. There are things that come from people in their direct connection with an event through mostly social media and the technology. And I use the Tony Scott jumping off the bridge thing as the best example this past week, sad as it was, with all the people who had cell phones that just turned them on and they got pictures of this guy jumping off the bridge into the water.
Instead of going up and trying to stop him.
And so, well, you wouldn't have been able to do that. Whether somebody up on the bridge could have stopped him remains to be seen. My point is that most of the so-called news media in Los Angeles got their video of what happened from the people who were on that boat that had their camera, that had their iPhones, and they took a picture of him as he jumped into the water. That's where the information came from. It didn't come from a reporter in the field. It came from somebody just watching and taking it. You see a lot of these nightly newscasts now, they have whole sections, segments, based on input they get from listener Joe in Leominster, or wherever he may be. I just happen to be where Michael 48
Leominster
comes from. Leominster. But you know what I'm saying. It's this continuing, these people are fooling themselves because they don't want to give up the turf that they have where there is a more important turf for them to occupy. If, in fact, they can see it. And they can't see it because the same people are still running the show and leaving, you know, the people who are actually using the media, various forms of media, radio, television, the new technology that becomes available, you can produce your own video, whatever it is. They're the people using this technology, all of it, these various technologies would be better, plural, are leaving the folks who are running, supposedly running the radio stations, television stations, etc., in the dust because they're using them in different ways. And it's really pretty amazing. And here's a good example, if I may. I want to start this conversation, then Richie will go with it. This is not a sports show. There are plenty of sports radio shows in the morning, plenty of political shows, so I don't go down those roads. But I do find it interesting that the NFL apparently wants to hold fans responsible for their drinking and their behavior in the stands starting this season.
The whores.
And meanwhile, they're the ones that create it by selling the beer and the stuff. I mean, I'll never forget.
The hype. Yeah, they want the hype.
Right. Okay, but you can sell beer and people can drink beer without becoming an idiot.
Why should I have to pay because some moron can't handle his alcohol?
Yeah. Well, I remember I told you the story of going to the Patriots game and sitting in the stands, my father and my son and I, and some drunken stoop behind us spilled his beer all over my father. And all he wanted, hey, man, get out of the way.
Wow.
I remember Brendan, who was about 17 at the time, and his look with the guy that got the look from Brendan and me, and he moved.
I do agree that there should be some
way.
But
what about booing? They're saying you can't heckle anymore in the stands? This is an American tradition. Isn't it to heckle and boo? The NFL doesn't want you to heckle and boo. Did I read that story right?
Why?
No.
Yes.
How do you do that?
I don't know. But there's a... where did I see that story? Hold on a minute. All right. What time is it? We got to stop anyway for a minute or two.
It does get a little out of control sometimes.
There are
you
new
can go
NFL
to the usher and complain
rules.
To the usher.
New NFL fan rules. What are those? What are the new NFL fan rules? I may have a scoop on you, Richie.
NFL ponders new rowdy fan rules.
There you go. 19 passed on Good Day.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills. And that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Nuts are off the wheels now.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're having a little subtle, I'm sure, anything to do with the NFL is always very subtle and calm and cool. The new rules that have been suggested, Rich has done a little quick research on the proposal for fans in the stadium not to be rowdy, not to boo, not to chastise the players.
No barking.
No barking in the stands. No.
Dumb. Right.
So, anyway, Richie, would you like to give us a little more detail?
Well, I mean, the only thing I've found is a blog site talking about what you're basically alluding to, saying that the stadiums that have booted out rowdy fans will have a code of conduct exam, and they won't be allowed back unless they get 70% of the questions right on the code of conduct exam. I would love to see the questions on this code of conduct exam.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing?
Is it legal to throw your beer out onto the field? Yes or no?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a Heineken?
When you need to use the bathroom and it's 4th and 1, are you allowed to just go in your seat?
In your cup.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So boy, they don't think they're going to become a laughing stock with this?
I don't know if this is. I have not been able to find any factual information from the NFL about this. But you know what? Hey, I have an 8-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and I like to take them to baseball games. And I know what it's like to have somebody dropping the F-bomb 3 rows back from us and getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with walking up to the usher and saying, can you do me a favor? But then when you do that,
would you go back and talk to the guy himself? You would not go back. If you had somebody sitting in the stand, I absolutely would. All right, Jennifer, here's this is the question.
But it depends. If I have my 8 and my 5-year-old, am I going to go fisticuffs with somebody?
No, not fisticuffs. But if somebody is in league with the new NFL fan rules, if someone is acting in a way that is offensive to you and or your family, will you get up and speak to him?
I would assess the situation.
Uh-huh.
I would not.
Big
I,
and drunk, then you wouldn't get up and say anything to him.
I don't have a problem with big and drunk. I'm big and I've been drunk and I know how to handle myself.
Right.
I have a problem with my kids seeing me get into an altercation.
Yeah.
So if the best way to handle it is to go to the usher and have the usher handle it, I would do that.
Well, that's what they're paid for.
You can tell.
Most of them are wimps.
Well, no, but you can tell by looking at the guy if you can just say, hey, dude, can you watch it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times I can look at somebody, I'm like, dude, kids.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, sorry, man, sorry.
Right.
You know, and it'll chill out. But sometimes you can look at them and you're like, you know what?
You know, you're just asking
this
for
is
trouble.
This is just going to be an issue, and we're going to end up rolling around in the stands, and my kids are going to be traumatized for life. I'm not going there.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, you can be the big tough guy if you want to, but I'm more worried about the kids.
So, this...
Now, the if NFL, I was without the kids...
In the world, I just can't begin to imagine. I would love to be able to talk to my son right now. I called him yesterday.
Let's call him. It's 4:30. I'm sure he's up.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so we have that and the Lance Armstrong thing. By the way, the Lance Armstrong story, he's dropping his fight against drug charges and the anti-doping agency, even though they take the titles away from him. That story is at DougStephan.com. All right, what's new at DougStephan.com is the story of Lance Armstrong. Also, at DougStephan.com today, Tony Danza is in the news, and that's our 2020 News Quiz question.
We like Tony. He's a great
guy. Tony Danza is in the news.
He just didn't molest a little kid or anything, did he?
No, he didn't.
After I just said I like him, he's a great guy.
He's interested in something big. 800-510-8255. What is it that Tony Danza is thinking about doing that is really big? 800-510-8255. In a sense, he's interested in taking a big bite out of an apple. So what is it that he's interested in doing?
That's a good clue. Can I get the answer to this at DougStephan.com?
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah, very cool. I
haven't been there yet.
All right, 800-510-8255 is the way to find the answer to that. Plus, the story about the hurricane that may impact the Republican convention in Tampa. Coming up, it's 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details. at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up this half hour, Jennifer Horn updates us on the latest from Kathy Lee Gifford as a member of the Today Show gang.
Speaking of a drinking fan.
Yeah, right.
I know. And then a rowdy fan.
Some of the big name stars that are going to be part of this third annual Stand Up to Cancer Telethon. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's got that plus weekend news. So you don't have to go figure it out yourself. We'll force feed you. No, we won't force feed you. We'll just feed you all you need to know. We have it. You'll get it. We'll be heroes. You'll love us. Isn't it great? Hooray for us!
Woohoo!
Okay. So here's a story that doesn't affect everybody. At least not now. But sooner or later, it will. As the study is being discussed today about older men who father with younger women children. I was going to say new children, but there's a redundancy there in that. In other words, old geezers who marry young women and have children with them. It seems that under those circumstances, the children who are from the older men with younger wives are more likely to develop autism or schizophrenia later in life because of random mutations that become more numerous with advancing paternal age.
Mm-hmm.
First study to qualify the effects of what happens to why there's a study, try to figure out why there's so much autism, because they don't want to believe that it's the stuff that they give you in the shots. So let's go see if we can find another reason. And they're blaming it on the old studs who have bad sperm.
Hmm.
Basically, that's what the study...
Slow swimmers.
Right.
You know what, though?
What's that mean?
I don't know why you refuse to believe that mercury is out of all the shots. I mean, most educated parents go...
I'm a dummy.
Well, no, you're just not...
If you ask the question,
have a child that you have to take to the doctor anymore, uh-huh. So I do.
Well,
and when I go to the doctor, every time they pull out the shots, I'm like, hey, let me ask you.
Yeah, that's good.
And I ask them every time, and every time I get the same answer. No, we haven't had those for years.
Oh, that's what they say, but that doesn't mean that other people aren't using the other kind, because there are both, kennel tell you even, that both of the shots exist.
And oh, I'm sure they exist.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, anyway.
I'm just, I doubt that they are used to the extent that you still think they are.
Well, that's because you think I'm always wrong. And
no, I'm just... In my personal experience, maybe every other doctor in Fairfax County uses the ones with mercury. I don't
know. You're just lucky. You found the right one.
Maybe I am.
Yeah. Rachel McFadden, Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Say goodbye to the middle class. This is a discussion that we were having earlier. Jennifer maintains, and I think I agree with her, that there isn't, and this isn't the first time this discussion has surfaced.
We agreed once before.
Yeah. Only once. It was twice. So you were talking, you might want to bring us up to snuff on what it was that you were saying so that I don't misquote you or I don't give people the wrong idea about what you were saying regarding classes and who is in the middle. Because this is, I think what you said is sort of right on, but I don't want to be the one because they were your words.
Can you refresh my memory?
Give me a clue.
We were talking about the polarization, the news media, and its attempt to try to depict everybody as being hard left, hard right.
Yes.
Jen's assertion that everybody is mostly in the middle, but the news tries to make us seem like we're all at each other's throats.
And included in that thinking is what's happened to the middle class. We hear all these people, it's the rich and the poor, and there's no middle class. And why is that? Is it true, first of all? And if it is true, why is it happening that where we used to have 70-some-odd percent or 80-some-odd percent of us thought we were in the middle, now it's only 51% of adults consider themselves to be middle class.
I consider myself to be middle class, you guys. I think that's also kind of stinky, too. I mean, I think that there's a threat of ending the middle class because people want, again, the media and the politicians want you to think that they either want rich and poor so that they can control you. But I don't believe that we're ending the middle class so much. In fact, I think more people have been forced in the middle class because they aren't making as much money as they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a limping class? Because I think I'm there.
Limping?
Yes. That's me.
Yeah, limping along. The man who killed John Lennon denied parole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, this is the seventh time.
Yeah.
Good.
Mark David Chapman.
Why do we even bother, though? I mean, just why?
Well, because go through the motions.
Exactly, go through the motions. All right, so we have about a minute or so left for you to answer the 2020 News Quiz question. Tony Danza is in the news today, and you can actually find the story at DougStephan.com. Tony Danza, who would consider him to be a television star, right? What was his first starring role? What was the sitcom Tony Danza was in first? Anybody remember?
Taxi. Can I tell you? Oh.
Yeah. All right. But now he wants to take on a new role, and it has not to do with, well, I guess it would have to do with television in a way. What does Tony Danza want to do? 800-510-8255. As usual, our 2020 News Quiz carry a swell prize attached to them if you have the right answer at 800-510-TALK. Meanwhile, Jennifer, let's get ourselves updated on what's going on the tube for tonight, the weekend. What are some of the stories? I was interested to look at this list of people who were involved in the Stand Up to Cancer telethon. Who was in charge of this last year? Why do I think it was George Clooney?
You know, I know he was involved. I'm not sure who's in charge of it, though, but it's happening. Do you have the list in front of you if you want to go through it? I have something else up on my screen right now, but go ahead.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, Samuel L. Jackson, Emma Stone, Coldplay, Taylor Swift, Alicia Keys, Tim McGraw, let's see, among others who are involved in this A-list group. This telethon is having... September 7th, it's on the air. All four of
all the
major networks, all the channels will be loaded with these people, and it's a three-hour deal.
Yeah, and they did it last year, too. It's a long one, and lots of performances, and I think, gosh, they raised a lot of money last year. It'll be interesting to see which one will raise more, the Jerry Lewis telethon over Labor Day, or...
That's the question. Are there too many of these things, and do they water themselves down?
I just think it's interesting that they're a week apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
less even.
Even less, exactly.
Yeah, right. But the list on this one is better than the list on the Jerry Lewis thing. And they'll raise,
definitely.
I'm going to suggest that in 3 hours, they'll raise as much money as the Jerry Lewis telethon does in 24.
I agree with you. Just
last
because
year,
their
I think they raised $54 million last year, if I remember the number correctly. So that's on the 7th. All right. So what's nearer in terms of this weekend? What's going on tonight, this weekend on the tube?
Football's back. Football's on tonight. That's probably the biggest
story. But don't boo
story.
Or heckle the
Don't
the
boo
players.
Or heckle. Don't spill your beer
that's
on
right.
anybody's back. And
You'll
don't say the F-word, people.
Never
that's
invited
right.
back.
But I want to talk a little bit about wedding crashing, because, you know, every weekend there's a chance you could be invited to a wedding on a Saturday. And last weekend there was a lovely Kennedy wedding in which Kathy Lee's husband, Frank Gifford, his granddaughter, got married to a Kennedy. And there were reports that Taylor Swift was a wedding crasher, and no one knew if it was true or not. Well, Kathy Lee went on the Today Show and confirmed that the reports that she was an uninvited guest of the Kennedy weekend were true. Apparently, the bride, Kyle, this is her step-granddaughter, right? Yes. Her step-granddaughter said that Taylor was not invited, although her boyfriend, Connor, said that because she was there, you know, he wanted to bring the boyfriend. Well, Kathy Lee said the truth is, because I was there, that Vicky's account, that's Kyle's mother, is accurate, and added that they asked Taylor Swift to leave twice, but Taylor refused, and so did Connor. Interesting, huh?
No. I mean,
so let me just
spoil it in a sense, because she's a big star. People are gawking at her.
So she wasn't invited, but her boyfriend was. Yeah. She came with the boyfriend. They didn't like the fact that she would upstage the bride. They said, "Hey, listen, can you do me a favor? Please leave."
And
she
was like, "They asked that nicely. I don't think
they asked her to leave twice."
Yeah.
But according to Kathy Lee, she didn't even know there was any drama going on. So I guess they handled it, you know, nicely. On the down low. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And Kathy Lee came to her defense and said, "I'm sure Taylor didn't know she wasn't invited. That was Connor's fault for just bringing her without really listening to what his family said."
How mature can this 18?
He's 18.
What kids at 18 know?
Right.
I don't know. I'm surprised. I mean, she's only 22. To be a 22-year-old cougar is almost a little, you know? I get being a cougar when you're 40, but when you're 22, I mean, what's your pool like?
I mean, she bought a house down there across the street from them.
I know. I love Taylor Swift. I think she's a good kid. I think she's really talented. I also think she's heavily addicted to being in relationships, because that's
where all of her material comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right, what else?
Forbes has released a list of the world's most powerful women, and a lot of TV personalities showed up there. The top female TV personality on the list is, no big surprise, Oprah Winfrey. She's number 11 on the Forbes list. Other TV women that showed up on the list, Ann Sweeney, the co-chair of Disney Media Networks. Diane Sawyer was at 23. Queen Elizabeth, not necessarily a TV personality, but she's been on TV. She's number 26 on the list. The list actually was topped by Angela Merkel and Hillary Clinton. They were the top ones going on. And then from the TV business, you had Ellen DeGeneres at 47, Christiane Amanpour at 53, Bonnie Hamer at 73, Sophia Vergara.
Christiane Amanpour.
What a waste of time, man.
Isn't that interesting?
Why?
Sophia Vergara, kind of weird. I mean, she's hot. Correct.
Sophia Vergara, she makes a ton of money in Hollywood, so she can call her own shots pretty much.
75th, though, really, more than any other movie star. Jennifer Lopez was on at 38. Beyonce was there at number 32. Lady Gaga was number 14, so just kind of interesting. J.K. Rowling made it to number 78.
Wow.
I know. Also, Spike TV made an announcement that they're going to be doing an Eddie Murphy special. It'll be called Eddie Murphy One Night Only. It'll actually tape live in Los Angeles on November 3rd and pay tribute to his stand-up career and some of his movies and that sort of thing. And then a little soapy TV news. Emily Maynard, who is the most recent Bachelorette, is in a little bit of hot water. She picked Jeff
hot
Holm
tub,
to
huh?
be... Well, yeah, she picked Jeff Holm to be her fiancé. They're engaged. And they were on family vacation together when he found text messages that he called explicit and photos from another man on Emily's phone.
Really?
Bum, bum, bum.
Emily's list.
Did she know and want those pictures there, or is somebody just spamming her
nasty
with
things?
Right.
The way it seems, and this is from the brother of Jeff, he said that, you know, they heard the fight went down, that everything was true, that Emily left the family vacation. So, I don't know.
All right. Miles is in Cody, Wyoming. Hi, Miles. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well.
More importantly, what are you doing?
I am on my way to work.
Really? What do you do for work?
Oh.
Physical therapy.
Yeah?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, my shoulder's been bothering me a little bit. Can you hook me up?
You work for an osteopath, or you have your own practice?
No, I'm actually a rehab tech.
Oh. All right, well, you can help Richie then, maybe, a little bit, here and there.
He needs rehab.
Oh, yeah.
So what does Tony Danza think he ought to do next in his career?
Hello? No idea.
Oh, I thought that's why you called.
No, I thought the question was what was his original role?
No, he was on Happy Days, wasn't he? Originally, isn't that where he started?
I don't remember him on Happy Days.
That's basically what I said. Oh, yeah, that's what I called.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You don't remember him on, wasn't he?
I don't remember him on Happy Days.
No,
we're confusing Happy Days and Taxi.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Miles, you and I are both.
Oh, it was Taxi.
It was Taxi. Yeah.
It was Scott Baio that was actually
That's right.
That's the one.
You got your Scott Baio and your Tony Danza mixed up. That's a big mistake.
I hate when that happens.
You know what's going to happen, Miles? The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is coming after you for being a dope. Thanks for the call.
Well, it happens at 5 in the morning.
That's right.
All right. All right, take good care. Be safe on your way to work. Tony Danza is thinking about running for mayor of New York. The story of Doug Steffens.
He's a good Italian.
But I think Heather's reaction is the one, huh?
Yeah, what? Come on.
Well, but not, yeah, that's good.
Like,
why not?
Like, he's a follow-up? I don't know.
Anthony Salvador LaDanza.
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 Is that how it shows up?
Hey,
on
he and my son have the same birthday, April 21st.
Happy birthday.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
By the way, a couple of other news notes.
I'm older.
With people in mind. First, Julian Assange. Apparently, the United States government can't get their act together enough to charge him with anything. So, as a matter of fact, the administration doesn't seem to be able to figure out what to charge him with. So he is, whether he thinks it or he doesn't think it, he's off the hook in America. And so that leaves him with what's going on in Sweden. And the Sweden is a rape charge, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty serious there.
Yeah, that is. And speaking of that, we've had a lot of conversation this week about Mr. Akin, who sits on the House Committee on Science and Technology. This is not a political statement. I just find it amusing that the president said at a fundraiser in New York last night, he thinks Mr. Akin somehow missed science class. That line tickled me.
It's amusing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Yeah, in a manner of speaking. Although there's not much else about this thing that is amusing.
No.
Did you see his apology?
It was worthless.
I'm like, but my heart met, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Those are words, not my heart.
LL Cool J.
Word.
According to some of his peers, is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
The guy he threw out or he got in his house yesterday, he broke his face, mm-hmm. some ribs apparently. I mean, he went right
as he should.
He didn't mess around, and he held him until the police came. Right. And did you hear this is the guy's third strike, so he could face life in prison for doing this?
Wow.
There you go.
Yes. Imagine what you're going to look like in prison when everybody finds out you got punked by LL Cool J.
Right.
No cool points. Strip the ball, cool points.
They're all LL Cool J fans.
10 minutes for the hour on Good Day. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Now 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who can help you do it, Tom Parsons, is here every week at this time, called by some the godfather of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap airfares, and the seer of the skies.
Wow.
Tom Parsons, the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, he's interested in helping you save money. What's the best way to do it when it comes to traveling?
What you gotta do is walk up to the ticket box, you see, and you gotta say, I wanna go to New York, and I wanna go cheap.
And I wanna go now.
And if you don't give me what I need, I'm gonna have to handle you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh. All right, so, best
that is your hottest voice, by the way. I just want you to write that down in your repertoire.
All right, so, airfare deals coast to coast, border to border, north to south, east to west. You know what we're finding? I think we as travelers, Tom, are finding that less and less, unless you're actually doing a transcon, you, for example, Delta has a hub in Salt Lake City.
Right.
So you would think there would be a number of direct flights, nonstops, from Boston to Salt Lake City.
Right.
There used to be, I believe, 5 or 6 a day, maybe at 1.7. Now, if you can find one, you're lucky. Everybody is going through Minneapolis.
Right.
Now, how does that serve the public? It serves the airline. It doesn't serve the public, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I did a story with the Denver Post a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking about why I would want Southwest Airlines to be our pricing king.
Yeah.
And the airline I picked that I would never want to be our pricing king is Delta Airlines.
Right. They're awful.
I mean, if you look at, you lived in Cincinnati for a while.
Oy.
It was the highest airport in the country.
Yep.
Detroit and Atlanta and Salt Lake City and Minneapolis are starting to become some of the highest cities in America because of Delta now being in control.
So why don't more airlines go in? Why doesn't American go in and take a shot at them? Why don't all of the other big airlines, or even Southwest?
You know, hundreds and hundreds of flights a day, and you bring two or three in there. The one airline that we have seen make some moves, which is one of my unfavorite airlines, is Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've come to Dallas now with 26 nonstop flights.
Two.
So 26 nonstop destinations out of Dallas.
Really? And so they have one flight a day to each of them? They have two? They're no good unless there's three or four.
Some markets they run two, and that's where we see a little bit more. But now, you know, American didn't want to fight with them this summer because they could get more money.
Right.
Now that we're in the fall, we see more and more battles between spirits. You know, they would like to run them out of town if they can.
American would.
Yeah, sure.
Like they ran Delta out of Dallas, basically.
Well,
right?
They did, but Delta sort of let themselves. I mean, Branagh was number one, Delta was number two, and American was number three.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Now American's number one.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Delta gave up? Why did Delta stop?
Too much competition. They tried to get the frequent flyers. They couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. They even came in and offered gold cards, you know, status cards, all kinds of garbage. They just didn't. They just gave up on Dallas.
All right.
I think Dallas is a very good hub.
Uh-huh. Very expensive now. American, certainly, because they're the only big airline in there, it's very expensive to fly most places. You're saying Spirit is taking care of that to a point, bringing
right.
the fares down, and American is now meeting them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I can fly nonstop Dallas to Fort Lauderdale. I know the destination you like to go to. Used to. I'm not sure if you do it anymore.
Hey, Tommy, while you're on the inside track on fares, why is it so expensive to fly into San Diego? I'm going from Washington to San Diego, and if you go to Los Angeles, it's half the price.
Right.
Right. That's because of Virgin America. Right now, if you look at Boston, Philadelphia, New York City, with the promotion coupon we have on Doug's site, everybody, Doug's site.
DougSlippin.com.
Yeah, the one with the ugly picture of me.
Yeah.
Tommy
Bahama shirt.
Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, to L.A. alone, with the promotion coupon through at least November, you can go for $228 round trip, and that includes all taxes.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Very
nice. Can't cost you $500-something to go to San Diego. Close to $600.
But San Diego's coming down some markets.
Yeah, but not now. He's talking about now. You go if you can pick and time your time, but these people who are in business, they have to go and they have to go.
Yeah.
So that's what they count on. You're going to go through the exchange in Dallas or whatever it is.
You know.
That is a rookie.
That becomes our alternate airport.
Yeah.
You know,
All right, check out the fares and the alternative sites.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.